conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, guys. Show meeting today with Jason Barrett. You excited about it? Lance?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always excited about meetings.
RJ, you excited about it?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be cool.
Is it? Yeah. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here on ESPN 97. Yeah, it's going to be a laugh a minute.
No meetings are.
No meetings.
By the way, that's across the board.
Meetings blow.
My dad said the one thing he hated about NFL football more than anything, one thing he liked about Bruce Arians, being with Bruce as a head coach, meeting time went way down.
Yeah. So
you got out of there earlier with BA.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he was with Tomlin, a lot of meetings.
You know who's a notorious? Doug Belk, the defensive coordinator for the Cougars.
Yeah.
He was offered $2 million to go to Miami, the University of Miami.
Bye.
He turned it down.
Too humid.
No, because Mario Cristobal is a notorious meeting guy.
Mario Cristobal is a notorious emotional anger guy too.
And no,
he cussed out Aaron Taylor when he didn't win the Joe Moore Award, when Oregon didn't win it 2 years ago. We're like, we didn't vote. I mean, we voted, but we're just the selection committee. We all have votes. There's like six of us who have votes, but there's many more votes. It's not on us. Mario was furious. Furious.
So
I'm like, wow, Mario. He's like, dude, Mario wears his heart on his sleeve.
Man,
now.
Well, it's June. We're at Wildcat. Alonzo's here. In the middle, I mean, it was last month when was he? No, he was here in July. It was middle of July. Mario Cristobal's having a meeting with a Zoom meeting for hours and hours, and Alonzo's just like, oh, this is great.
Meetings are important. I think that meetings need to be efficient too.
Yeah. Yes. But Mario is like a guy. Mario's there at 4 a.m. and leaves at midnight.
Mario Cristobal's trying to turn Miami around and keep them turned around. Mario Cristobal has history at Miami. Alonzo Highsmith has history at Miami.
Yeah.
It matters more to them.
Probably. Oh, it does. It absolutely does. But you can also wear your coaching staff out.
Yeah. Davis Mills at DraftKings is 150-1. At FanDuel, he is 100-1. And at someplace called Points Bet, he's 125. No, yeah, he's 125-1.
Give me that 150 to
win MVP.
To win MVP.
Well, you know, offensive player of the year is the exact same. And when, okay, what about this? When as a passing leader, I guess that means yards, I guess.
Okay.
That's what's that 60-1.
You know what? That's a real possibility. With this. With
Pep wants to run the football. How's he gonna?
It's not a real possibility. Wide receivers.
I'll book that from you too. I'll give you your $6,000 for 100. Just give me the 100. Just Venmo me the 100 now.
I'll Venmo you 100 for what? 60?
Yeah.
All right. You give me $6,000 when it's over.
Sure.
Okay.
Send me your 100.
Oh,
I'll let you bet up to 500.
I'll probably just do 100.
It's
right
free
now.
Money.
Just right now, I'll probably
they're
just
trying
do
to run the football.
They don't care.
Now, you tell me that Davis Mills will be in the top 10? Possibility. If you expect Davis Mills to be this amazing quarterback, like the city of Houston apparently is on board with Davis Mills, amazing quarterback, then he probably should be close to top 10 this year as a passer. But when I say that, I mean, just off the top of my head, every quarterback in the West, although Russell Wilson's passing yards may be down a little bit, I could see Davis Mills having more passing yards than Russell Wilson because Javonte Williams is going to get a lot of run. Will Davis Mills have more than Derek Carr passing yards?
Derek Carr's
4,200 over under. No. Davis Mills is 37.
No, because actually Josh Herbert, Jacobs is not. They're not running.
Justin Herbert. What's the deal with Josh Jacobs?
Well, he's not. He's been okay.
But that's just, I keep hearing, like, Josh Jacobs' numbers has actually been okay. And it's this weird Josh Jacobs energy out there right now that Josh Jacobs may be traded. Josh Jacobs, I feel like, I don't know, it feels very strange over there. with the Raiders. But, yeah, I would say Davis Mills is not going to have more yards passing for sure. Not more than Mahomes, Herbert, and I would say unlikely with Derek Carr, too. Russell Wilson, I think he's got a chance at. I don't know that they're going to be a wide-open passing attack. I think Davis Mills will have more than Pittsburgh. I think he'll have more than Cleveland. I think he'll have – he won't have more than Joe Burrow. I think he'll have more than Lamar Jackson. So, you know, that's only one quarterback in that division, I think, that Davis Mills has fewer passing yards than. In the East, I think he could have – I think there's a chance he has more than Mac Jones. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, they like to run the football. I don't think he'll have more than Tua. I think Tua will have more than him. I think he'll have more than the Jets, and I think he'll he won't have more than
Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco's one game. I'm saying Jets quarterbacks in general.
Is he one game?
Maybe two. Yeah, they got to get Zach. They got to find out what's up with
Zach.
You think
Zach will be the starter of the whole year?
Yeah,
I do. I don't.
They've got to find out what you think Davis Mills will be.
That Davis Mills will be the starter of the whole year? Yeah, there's nobody behind. No.
There's nobody behind Zach Wilson either. Joe Flacco's not. Joe Flacco's a Band-Aid on top of the Band-Aid.
I think Zach Wilson will struggle mightily.
You might think that, but Zach Wilson still has to play because the Jets have to find out who they have.
Right.
I mean, same way the Texans have to play Davis Mills. You got decisions to make after the year's over.
That is true.
And both teams are that way. I think that Josh Allen will have more yards passing. And then if you go to the AFC South, Matt Ryan, I think Matt Ryan will have more yards passing. I think, right?
I don't know. With Jonathan Taylor? I don't know.
He'll have more than Tannehill. Why am I saying that?
Tannehill's so underrated. He's been a MVP quality. Well, I don't want to put too much on him, but he has been really good.
He's
for
been
them.
Better than some now, people give credit for.
Derrick Henry is coming back.
He threw for 3,700 yards last year. That's how many yards the over-under is for Davis Mills this year.
Yeah.
I think. So that's not.
But he did that with mostly without Derrick Henry because Derrick Henry got hurt about week 8 or so.
So he probably won't throw as much.
He won't throw as much.
Although when Derrick Henry had his monster year in 2020, Tannehill threw for 3,800. And 33 touchdowns when Derrick Henry played and played exceptionally well. So I don't know. I still would say small lean to Davis Mills. And then. Who's the other? Let's see. Oh, Jacksonville. I think he'll have more yards passing than Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I don't know why. Trevor Lawrence is going to take a step up this year. He'll get better this year. So, I don't know. Davis is – will Davis Mills be in the top 6 in the AFC? I think that's a good measuring stick for where he is as a passer. Top 6 in total yardage and passing yardage. I mean – 3 in the West and maybe 4 in the West. He's not going to have more than Josh Allen, I don't think. I mean, he shouldn't. He's not going to have more than Joe Burrow. That's already 6 right there.
So
top 6 would be a lot.
There were 10 guys who threw for over 4,000 yards last year. Will he
in the NFL?
In the NFL.
Okay.
Will he be?
I don't think he gets that.
There were 13 guys. Mac Jones threw for 3,800 last year.
Well, that's more than I would have thought.
Garoppolo threw for 38.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan's offense.
Yeah.
I mean, 4,000 is kind of the magic mark now. I don't think Davis Mills gets there.
You don't think he gets the 4,000?
No, and I think that's a problem if he does. It means you haven't run the ball worth a crap.
Right.
Pep
and you're
Hamilton
behind and you have
wants
to
run the football. They want to slow the game down a little bit. I think they'll run potentially fewer plays this year. I think 3,800 yards is a good
Lawrence threw for 36 mark. Last year.
Wow.
Yeah. So
more than I thought.
He probably
well,
will.
Passing yards
he's
is gonna, not.
And it was a tough year. Of course, he's behind
You're
all
behind
the time.
You're behind all the time, yeah.
Yeah, they're behind all the time.
And so, if you think the Texans are winning more than last year, like in games, they have a chance to win or be in position to win more, that means they'll probably run the football more too. You know, if you're not – sometimes, yeah, those are junk yards for him. 3,600 passing yards for Trevor Lawrence. You're 100% right. That's the yardage for a guy who had a team that just couldn't move the football. They're always behind, and he had to always throw because he wasn't a good quarterback last year.
No.
And that's why passing yards to me are just kind of, I like him fine, but touchdown to interception ratio and yards per attempt, those are way more important to me. I want to know what your touchdown to interception ratio. And frankly, that's one of the things that you look at Davis Mills and you look at Trevor Lawrence and you say, huh, one guy was a lot better than the other guy in the touchdown to interception ratio. Substantially better. What, 16 to 10?
Yep.
Is Davis? For a rookie, I'm telling you, that's not bad.
Especially a guy who started as poorly as he did.
I'm not calling him the MVP.
What was he, 9-2 in those last five games, I think?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's what Spencer Tillman said in the broadcast the other day. He said, down the stretch, quote-unquote, down the stretch.
I mean, and only one of those games was a bad game. So, 814 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Rockets' schedule came out. Let's talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, I'm talking about Lafayette. Yeah, I love Lafayette, Dustin. Yep, go ahead, put out, what are John's favorite things in the world? Golf, Coors Light, poker, Lafayette. Yes, one of my favorite. Those are my favorite things in the world. Well, my wife and kids, those are my favorite things. But Lafayette's up there, baby. It's one of my favorite places. I spent a bunch of time there. Love Lafayette. And you will love Lafayette, too. Great, great little town. And here's the thing. It's got so much culture, so much Cajun, so much Creole, so much Acadiana, so much culture. I mean, it is a unique place in this city. It is the hub city. It's, you know, I think Boston is also the hub. But in down south here, for us, Lafayette's the hub city. And it's got all kinds of stuff to do, great stuff to do, great nightlife, great, wonderful places to go and enjoy yourself. But it's also got great restaurants. And Eat Lafayette is going on right now. And you, my friends, will really, really, really enjoy Eat Lafayette because you get discounts on great food that you would pay more for. You would just pay more for this food. If you're looking for a great time, just 3.5 hours down the road, inexpensive, great get a little getaway for everybody. It's eatlafayette.com. Go to eatlafayette.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Ticker the Kicker's looking for a job. Cut by the Rams.
Ah.
First round of cuts. Got to get down to 85 yesterday. Had to get down to 85. Everybody had to get. So the first
guy
round of cuts.
I heard was so good, Greg Jennings got cut too in the first round of cuts.
Greg Jennings, the wide receiver from the Packers?
No. Gary Jennings. I'm sorry. Oh. West Virginia.
Oh.
One of the great West Virginia
Stop
receivers
already.
Who I heard so much about.
Stop
who I got
already.
Yelled at, who I got screamed at that I didn't have him and him and the other tall, skinny guy as the top receivers in all of football. Okay.
Okay. Would you stop with the West Virginia people, please? Okay.
I'm just doing that for Chase.
I know you are. Texans cut Chad Beebe, Jordan Jenkins, Harrison Elliott, B.J. Emmons, and Damian Daniels all waived yesterday. So that little white wide receiver Chad Beebe that people were talking about, beat it. First round of cuts out, beat it. Down to 85 now are our NFL teams, and they get to. So, I guess next, is it one more? I guess it's right before the season. There's one more cut.
Right before the season. I liked it better the other way.
I did too.
Cut, cut, cut. Well, at one point, I think there was four cuts. Then it was three for a long, long time. Now it's just two. And if you're going to be cut, sometimes, you know, if you're a veteran, I would assume maybe for a guy like Lonnie Johnson, you'd rather be the early cut.
Yeah.
So you have a chance to get into a camp and show
That's
something.
What a lot of teams do for veteran, for guys that could
it's
make
funny.
Rosters.
Lonnie Johnson on tape. Looks phenomenal physically. Physically looks the part. It's just he never could find the football as a cornerback. He was very physical. He's strong. He had good athletic traits, size traits. Never found the football. Didn't seem to have a very high football IQ. They moved him to safety. That didn't work. They moved him back to cornerback. It's just some guys, you can look great physically in the uniform. You still have to learn to play. some point, you still got to be able to play football. So Lonnie Johnson's just one of those guys, second-round pick for the Texans. Just he started. I mean, he had starts and everything, but he just never panned out like he was supposed to. That's how you get in the position the Texans are in right now, where they're over-unders 4.5 wins after winning 4 last year, is because they did such a poor job of drafting for so long, and that includes not having first or second-round picks. Okay, but we were talking Rockets before anyway.
Yeah.
Rockets schedule, I know.
Yeah, so the Rockets schedule is out. They got 4 nationally televised games.
More than I expected.
Right. They had 1 last year. They got 4 this year.
I thought they'd get 3.
They, according to The Athletic, they have 4. November 12th, their first nationally televised game against the New Orleans Pelicans at the Smoothie King Arena. They're going to be on NBA TV again on November 26th in a home matchup against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then they will return to the national spotlight on January 11th, a road game against the Sacramento Kings. And then their final nationally televised game will take place on January 16th against the Los Angeles Lakers on NBA TV. That one is at home on NBA TV. So they got, well, first, okay, is Zion going to play this year, I think? Is he? That'll be an interesting, hey, the Pelicans could be an interesting
team. He just got paid. He said he was going to play this year.
Yeah, I know he said he's going
to
play
this year. He said he wanted to get a work-life balance going, so he was quiet quitting the Pelicans.
So he wanted to get a...
His work and his life balance, he just wanted to make sure they were good, so he was going to quiet quit
the Pelicans. No, that's a story of...
He kind of did quiet quit.
He did.
I mean, quiet quitting, I just found out about it. I'm like, this kind of makes sense with sports. Deshaun Watson quiet quit. Well, wasn't so quiet.
No.
But like James Harden did in a way. Feels like Yuli is right
ben
now.
Ben
Simmons did, absolutely.
Yeah. No.
Quiet quitting is something athletes do now.
John Wall did.
John Wall quiet quit. Yeah, 100%. That's like, yeah, you know, I wanted to get my work and my life balance going. Like, what work? What's your work balance? You haven't really worked in the last 5 years.
So you were
you've had nothing but injuries.
You were showing a news story about this, about the workforce in America. Now the young people are quiet quitting. They're just like, I'm just going to close this laptop.
Like, I'm going to do the same job,
but
I'm just not going to
do it as much.
I'm not going to try as hard or try to accomplish as much because I want to balance out my work life and my personal life.
I want that too.
I know. It's just whole different generations.
I know.
I work like
that. That's why I don't want this meeting today. We got a meeting with Jason.
You're trying to get your personal life.
You've got
a good balance, though.
Well, I know, but I like it balanced more. Just 3 hours of work and then the rest of the day's mine.
I don't have a good balance. I probably... but that's my choice. That's my choice. But like right now I do. But people who are, I don't know. I feel like if you don't have kids, if you're young, you don't have kids, you can do both. It's not that hard to like put your time into work and then blow it out.
Yeah.
Have fun. Have fun after work. Have fun on a weekend.
Thank you.
Even you don't have kids or a wife or a husband or a family or whatever.
They call you.
You can do both.
Listen, if that's all you have to do is Venmo them money every once in a while, then it's so easy.
It's not that hard.
That's it. Now that's that. As opposed to raising them, it's once they're out, it's awesome.
It's way harder.
No. My life balance is awesome. And Jason Barrett's disturbing that today, which is a problem for me. Okay, I don't want to make a big deal out of it, but can we keep this meeting short? That'd be great. 825 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah, we're great. Everything's great, right? RJ, do you have any complaints? Do you got any complaints about us that you want to air?
Airing of grievances?
No.
No, see? Yeah, we're all good. Everything's fine. All right, let's move it along. I got golf to play today. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. We'll hear from Justin Verlander on the other side. Hear from him about his start last night against Dylan Cease. Again, the Astros lost 4-3. Oh, well, no biggie. Still 2.5 game lead over the Yankees, who continue to lose at a wonderful pace. And then Seattle.
They are losing at a wonderful pace.
They really are. And then Seattle still 11 game lead over them. So no worries here. The Astros 99.9% surety to make the playoffs. and I don't think there's any, despite what everybody thinks of Dusty. So,
I know.
It's amazing.
Dusty must go.
Dusty,
like, hey.
I was watching the.
I was in a World Series last year, and right now we're trending in the same direction.
I was watching the, I don't know why, but I was watching the Tigers and the Guardians the other day. They had a day-night doubleheader, and I watched the entire game for some reason.
Why would you do that?
I was working. I was doing stuff on, I was writing stuff and stuff. But I was watching the entire, and I saw AJ, and I thought, and how sad he looked in that Detroit hat, and how what a sad thing it is for him. He could be here still.
AJ literally tried to stop that stuff, but he didn't do it loudly enough, and he just kind of got overwhelmed, and his whole life changed.
Yes.
AJ would still be here, would have been in the World Series. You know, I'm not giving him a pass on the Garrett Cole stuff in Game 7, where he could have gone to Garrett Cole, could have stuck with Zach Greinke. I'm not giving him a pass on that.
No. He blew the World Series. There's no question.
And how about that? That was his last game as an Astro.
Yeah. Yep. And that's the last remnant of winning he'll ever have.
But I also I remember, like, we had a lot of problems with AJ too at different times.
Oh, yeah.
This just him?
No, AJ was
baseball fans
not
have problems
nearly
with
what
managers.
There is. Not nearly what there is with Dusty.
Well, with him it was more about pitching staff. It was more about who he brought in and when. It wasn't lineup because the lineup, you just plugged it in and it was going to mash.
But he figured it out. Couldn't bring Giles in anymore, right?
Eh.
Who was the other guy?
I just remember people having a big issue with when he yanked people out. Remember, that was a big problem with him, is he was quick to hook people.
Yeah.
And that was a
big
problem.
Well, he was quick to hook everybody but Verlander.
Yeah.
And Cole.
I know, but that was an issue a lot of people talked about with him.
Yeah.
So fans had their issues with AJ too.
Not nearly though. I feel like this Dusty thing is you know, because he's older.
I don't really have a huge problem with how Dusty has handled pitching stuff.
Right. No. Because
it's
been
good.
The other night was bad. Petey was bad. Other than that, but you, my friend, you need some Kinetics.
QC. I probably do. I know my wife does, and my wife is the one who, I think she goes in today. I've got to double check. She set it up herself. You have an opportunity to get back to where you were before your chronic pain took over your life. Maybe you're taking pills right now to help you with it. Maybe you're doing your own level of pain management, whatever that might be. I'm just telling you right now, chronic pain does not have to completely derail you. A lot of people have it with hips, knees, shoulders, back. It's something that you just live with. And you just say, yeah, it's just something I live with now, and I don't do this anymore, and I can't play basketball. Golf hurts too much. I'm not able to do these things. Well, did you know with QC Kinetics, it's regenerative, restorative, all-natural, biological therapies. And when I say all-natural, I know some of you want to check out, but you really shouldn't. All-natural biological therapies mean they take healing properties from your body, they concentrate it, they put it back into the joints, and now it's able to start working on the tissues, the damaged tissue, to restore them and even regenerate new tissue as well, cartilage as well, and some of the things that they're able to do. It's incredible. And it's why so many professional athletes have turned to this level of therapy, because it is effective and it really works. No more shots, surgeries, downtime, drugs. You have a chance to get your life back on track, get your health and your well-being, and start to live your life without being in chronic pain with QC Kinetics. 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. That's QC Kinetics.
Your home for sports. ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. Godfather of Houston Sports Radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. Somebody on Twitch said that I was how many beers in when I was on the wheelhouse yesterday?
I'm guessing none.
No, you'd be wrong. They're dead on.
Better chance. Well, I was going to try to compare you and Davis Mills MVP odds, but I can't even think of a good one there.
No, the odds were great.
Hey, congratulations!
That I had a bunch of beers by the time I was on.
Congratulations
that show.
To the guys in the wheelhouse, Jake and Cody and Brad Kellner. It's been one full year.
Yeah,
one full year.
Is it the same with the Killer Bees too? I think it is. I think they both started the same day.
Yes, technically. Well, it kind of throws you off, yeah, because Jeremy is new.
Yeah.
But Joel has been here. So, the Killer Bees actually is a one-year show also.
Yeah,
it's also 1 year for them.
Right.
I was kind of out of the loop. I wasn't able to take part in the thing. I was obviously in
Tuscaloosa. I was, and they regretted it.
Yeah, immediately.
I immediately
regretted the decision to have John Granato involved in the show. And Cody should know better. He's been around you.
BK caught it the worst.
He's been around you. Man, Frank Bullington has...
At some point, I think I said he had herpes. And so,
welcome to my world.
So your point here, and John, we're going to get you in here in just a second. Your point here about AJ and the quick hook. How many innings do you think was the Astros? Who pitched the most innings for the Astros in 2017, the World Series year?
Well, it couldn't be Verlander because he came in.
No, he only had five starts.
I mean, I guess it had to be Keuchel.
Keuchel was third.
Well, because Keuchel had an injury. So I don't. Charlie Morton.
Charlie Morton was second.
Not Lance.
You'll never get this one.
Who?
The Rat.
It was Fires.
Fires, and it was just 100. And Fires had the most innings for that team.
Who had the most starts?
The most.
That's the key.
The most.
Did anyone get to 28?
Yeah, Fires 28 had the most.
Wow.
Yeah. Mike Fires, 153. Do you know how many innings this year with 44 games left? Justin Verlander has 143.
Well, that's a Cy Young candidate.
Well, and Fromber has 142.
Yeah. Well, no, and listen, those other pitchers weren't as good. See, that's the thing. It's a lot easier to complain about a manager when they're not as good. The rotation was not the same as this. The bullpen was not the same.
No.
Especially the second half of the season. And it's harder. It's easier for a manager to be blamed for things when that area is not performing well. For Dusty, it's the lineup, right? Dusty's trying to mix and match guys. But the fact is, there's a lot of players who just aren't hitting well right now. So it's easy for us to hyper-focus on Mancini or where he has different guys in the lineup just because they're not performing like we're used to the offense performing. I talked about it earlier in the show. They're down almost... They're down close to a run per game from last year's pace. That's insane how much lower they are this year.
Chris Devinsky threw 80 innings out of the bullpen.
Wow.
He made 62 appearances.
What's the highest appearances right now?
The highest appearances right now is Neris at 51, but only 48 innings.
Yeah.
Neris, and then Montero has 50, 47 and two-thirds. Maton, 49, 46 in the third.
Nerys is going to hit.
None of those guys will hit
80
innings.
He'll have more appearances, though, but he'll have more appearances than Devo. He's a 51. He's got to get 12 more appearances to have more than Devo. I think he'll hit that.
He'll hit 12 more appearances, but he won't get close to innings.
Shouldn't.
No, not 80.
Not going to go more than 80.
No, not 80. No way. Not even close. He's got 50. Right now, he's got 51 appearances and 48 innings. Devo was 62 and 80.
Yeah, no, AJ had to rely on, but he had to rely on the relief because of the starters. He had to rely on relievers a lot more. I mean, how many starts did Keuchel get that year?
Keuchel got 23.
Okay, see, those are injuries. I remember he had an injury, so somebody else was starting. Look how many other pitchers got starts. For the Astros this year, it's Odorizzi. It's, you know, who's not there anymore. It's Odorizzi and the big five. Plus McCullers now six. That's seven starters. Who else has gotten a start for the Astros? In 17, name me some of the guys who got starts.
Fires, Morton, Keuchel, Peacock, McCullers, Musgrove, and McHugh, Francis Martes, Verlander, Paulino, Diaz. Somebody named Dion Diaz got a start. No idea who that is. He got a ring. That's it.
It's 11 starters.
Yeah. In the Astros right now.
Can't be more than seven. I don't remember anyone else getting a start.
It's seven.
Yeah. I mean, we've been kind of blessed with
health.
For starters.
No. John, what'd you want to talk about?
Hey guys, drive to five. Lance, you can't hate on the younger generation for quiet quitting. I mean, I've been doing that for the past 5 years. I've been living the John Granato life. Barely working, we get paid a full 40 hours. So why are you ragging on us? We're geniuses. If anything, you guys were working like 60 hours a week, and we're having a great work life balance.
No. Don't go anywhere. Don't go anywhere. I want to ask. Okay. I want to ask about, like, so what do you do? No, that's what I'm saying. How old are you, John? How old? I didn't hear. 32?
32.
Okay. Do you have a wife or kids or anything?
Wife. No kids.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying.
You're living a good
Once
life.
Once you don't have kids, you can do the work and the quiet. So what's the quiet quitting supposed to be? You know, like do you say you're doing that? What you define it for me?
Doing the bare minimum, not taking on more work. So if my manager says, hey, Ben, can you take on this work? I tell him no. I'm like, I'm busy, but I'm really just out playing frisbee golf with my boys.
I mean, I respect it. I'll be honest with you.
I will say this. I got into this business, and one of the reasons was because I wanted to work 15-hour weeks like I'm doing right now. But when I was your age, dude, I did everything I possibly could.
You were
trying
to come up.
I had TV, I had radio, I did everything I possibly could. So I can't tell you that I can relate to you now, John.
You're living life like Granato now.
Yeah, right. But you're doing it at 32. At that point in my life, I was working hard.
But if you're happy, well, would you say you're happy with your work? Like your job, I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm an IT, so we get compensated pretty fair.
Okay, so you're happy with your job. Like, you like your job, okay.
I don't like doing my job, but it just pays well, and I figured that I could get paid, and I can go work out during the day. I can go golf during the day, right?
Yeah,
so
I think...
I'm like, screw it. I'll just stay here doing this.
Right. I think quiet quitting, a lot of people
John,
do
we got to meet up someday in golf.
Said frisbee golf.
Oh, frisbee golf.
Maybe me and him do
but
it.
But he golfs too, right?
I've got time before the draft starts, so I've actually got time.
So you need to frisbee golf with him sometime.
Yeah, but I like to play by myself, so.
Well, no, John seems like a fun guy. He doesn't like to work too hard. I think he'd be a good, you know.
Oh, right now, before November starts, I live my best life.
You play by yourself? Wait, that's no
fun. Yeah, get out there, get it knocked out.
What about beer? Is there a car curl?
I'm starting to figure out that I'm antisocial. I didn't really know that about me before. I'm not antisocial on the radio, but I started realizing, I
just don't like a radio.
I don't really care. Like, what's my favorite lunch? To put headphones on and eat and watch an iPad?
Yes.
That's my favorite lunch.
I do that
lunch.
Every day. I go home, watch Family Guy.
Yeah.
I watch a Family Guy rerun while I eat.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I eat.
It's great.
That's why I
Nobody
never,
there.
I don't
I'm
go
like,
out
okay.
to lunch with anybody.
I ever. Like doing that. Right. I like to just go out and do – and I sit in my own office and – write up my, you know, my prospects, my draft prospects, which is that'll be, you know, in the neighborhood
John,
of
but John
anywhere
seems
from
like a
6
good guy.
To 8
you
hours.
Golf with him.
Yeah, but it's nothing personal against John. I've just figured out that I'm kind of antisocial. That's all. But to John's point about quiet quitting, I think, like, you are doing – it is true that – what was his name in Office?
Oh, yeah. Office Space.
Office Space, who I wouldn't say I'm working hard right now or whatever he said.
I'm not.
Are you working hard or hardly working?
No, he said, it's not that I don't want to do the work. It's
he
that
said,
I don't
just
care.
Don't care. Yeah. But there's another one where he says, well, I wouldn't say I'm working. He has another quote though, but like, how can we, am I quiet? Maybe I'm kind of quiet quitting right now.
Yeah, you quiet quit on the world, maybe.
Maybe I am.
I've done that too.
Maybe I am.
You're like, not in my golf world, or I'm just don't. But I will say this, and John, I want you to come Friday night at Nick's place, 7:00. I am buying all the Coors Lights.
Oh, that's his jam.
For everybody.
He's not going to be staying late.
Well, I want
to get a project done.
No, so he can go.
Yeah, 100%.
So come to Nick's place, John, and tell me you're the quiet quitting guy. And I'm buying your Coors Lights all night. See, well, all night. From 7 o'clock until the Texans game is at 9. And until Davis Mills is out of the game, then I'm going to continue to buy Coors Lights for everybody at Nick's place.
So that's what Dell was doing.
What, quiet quitting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he does. Yeah, that's what.
That's 100%. That's like, now it makes okay, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, can you do this?
Oh, no. Really? Oh. Hey, Dell, you want to call somebody to get... Nah, not really.
Quick. Let's get... Will we see we come back?
When we come back.
Yeah.
If you want... Quietly quit on.
Yeah, I want to know more about this 713-780-3776.
Right,
because I do think John Wall started.
Oh
doing
no,
it.
Yeah, and he didn't start it.
Ben Simmons. Why did they start? I think he started doing it when he realized once you have an injury, you can say, you know what?
What about Tunsil last year?
Laremy Tunsil was a quiet quitter. He's like, yeah,
man, just I got this finger.
This thumb.
I was supposed to be back in like 3 weeks, but man, I'm gonna miss the rest of the year.
I can't. This is too hard. And then Ben Simmons, 100%. We've seen it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen it a lot.
What we've seen, too, is some windows and some siding.
Oh, you know who else did, by the way? Who was it who was the outfielder before Colby Rasmus?
Oh, yeah.
Colby Rasmus is just like,
yeah, I ain't coming no more.
I just ain't going to come no more. Late in the year, like, Vernon Maxwell? Yeah, I just ain't playing no more. I'll see y'all later. Colby Rasmus was a great quiet quitter because he's just like, hey, y'all seen Colby?
Hey. AJ, is Kobe around?
This is 3 games in a row. Have we done a wellness check on him at his house? Yeah, he's answered his phone. He just said
I'm not coming.
He's just thinking about it. He's with Laremy Tunsil at Topgolf, just hitting shots.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to tell you that Allstate Windows and Siding, they won't quit on you. As a matter of fact, if you've kind of quietly quit on your home, you say, man, I've got these $400 electric bills. This is ridiculous. My house should not be that high. It's my electric company. Tell you what it actually is. It's probably, man, maybe you don't have a good rate, but you also have bad windows, more than likely. You have windows that are not retrofit to the space, and what you're dealing with now is a house that leaks, and a house that leaks air conditioning out and leaks the warm air in, leaks dust in. And so what you have is a dustier home, but more importantly, you have a home that could be 40% less on your energy bill if you had these new windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. They're built here in Texas for Texas weather. You get 33% off right now of your window jobs, which is incredible. They've never had a deal that good. They also are giving away $3,000 back to you. They're taking $3,000 off when you have a complete siding job done. So get your siding and your windows done, one or the other, and you're going to see a difference in your energy bill. The efficiency is off the charts when you get the windows done, though. So make sure that you get a hold of my friends over at AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. You can go to the website, AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. You can see all the great work that they do, or you can call them at 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Music mogul monsters hopping out of Tonka. Backed up in my karma, coming back with commas. Adam's family father, daddy juice on Jamba. Yeah, they be holding corporate, don't be having on.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Hi, welcome back. 850 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Quiet quitting has been a topic of conversation for some reason today. You brought that to the table. Mm-hmm. Where did somebody send you that? Or
it's just it was a link I saw on Twitter, and I looked into it. And
quiet quitting, and Will wants to talk about quiet quitting here on the show. Hey, Will.
Hey, good morning, y'all. Big fan of the show and longtime listener. Yeah, no, absolutely. So I was listening to, I guess, the previous caller, just to kind of break down my demographic. I'm 32, yep. Married, but no kids, and I have a fully remote position. Not in IT. I'm actually in regional sales, and I work for a manufacturer. So right now, I'd say I have a phenomenal work-life balance. I mean, as I speak, I'm on my couch with ESPN in the back. With my laptop, right?
That is the
dream. Yeah, no, I am fully, I am fully dressed, though. That's something I can never get over. I'm not a pajama guy. I'm not going to just walk around in pajamas.
When you say fully dressed, what do you mean?
Jeans or shorts?
Yeah, no, like I'm in a workout tee and shorts. Yeah. I'll probably hit the gym here in a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, see?
So you're not really nice fully dressed. You're dressed like I am.
It's nice work balance.
Now, I like the fact that I can dress like this for work. It's always nice.
Yeah.
It's been radio. That's a huge advantage.
I like that I can dress like this.
But you're not
like
dressed
this.
Like you when you used to go. Was this after COVID that you – was COVID send you back home more?
So, you know, like many workers, I actually made a transition during COVID. So my industry never took a hit. I moved from a competitor. I used to work up in Conroe, just north of the Woodlands, and now my manufacturer is based in Wisconsin. So I'm in regional sales. I cover multiple states. So this is kind of where the work-life balance, I guess, kind of tips back into the organization. So I do work from home, but when necessary, I have to travel, right? And that can be the inconvenience, whether I have to hop a plane last minute to Louisiana or I have to go to Florida or California, et cetera. And sometimes you're traveling overnight, so that does take away some of that balance. But, you know, other than that, I can't complain. So I guess I don't want to say I'm a quiet quitter. I just really emphasize having that equilibrium between this is the amount of time I put into work, and then this is the amount of time I put into the home and being a good husband, right, et cetera, et cetera.
That's nice. That is,
I still
that's
think
right.
Anybody without kids is in a different, like, we're in different tiers.
Yeah.
If you don't have kids, you're in a different tier. Like, you have a chance.
Yeah, but
to,
he's got kids, and he's got the
no,
wife.
No, he
down.
Said he
but,
doesn't.
Oh, I thought. Oh,
he has a wife. He's 32. He's just like.
Oh, he's just
Will's,
like. Was just,
literally
just, like,
just
John.
Like John.
Yeah, yeah.
32,
okay.
Wife, no kids.
Yeah, no, I heard that. I was like, wait, this guy's talking my language. I golf from time to time. I got a golf course not too far from here. I live in the Woodlands, and.
You got a lot of courses,
so
right there.
It's all right.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
No, that's
a good.
Literally the best life you can have.
Yeah, but at some point you're going to have kids, right? And destroy.
Why you got to put that on his plate?
We recently got a dog, and good enough. The dog's growing. Yeah, I sound like a total millennial, but yeah, the dog's growing, so we may need a bigger backyard.
Listen,
we may move soon.
I didn't say that the millennials weren't doing some things right.
Listen, why get a dog? I don't understand this.
But you're not a dog guy.
Well, I'm not, because here's the deal. I see, like, young people, they live alone and they got dogs. It's like having kids.
Yeah, but it doesn't cost you the same.
No, it doesn't cost the same, but it's
close.
No,
correct.
But you got to get home as opposed to staying out all night. Yeah. You got to go home and feed the dogs. The
well,
dogs
if you're married, if you're married, you're not going to stay out all night anyway. And
no,
yeah.
No. But I see people who aren't even married, the single people in their 20s with dogs. Are you stupid?
Yeah, it's companionship.
No, it's companionship. Go find a woman.
You can do both.
No,
he does. Look, Will's having
no,
it all.
No,
Will's got it all.
So many guys.
No,
oh,
no,
I gotta
no.
go home and feed the dog. I can't
but
say
here's,
I can't here's do this.
The thing, if you're a single man, say in your early 20s, recent yuppie, a young professional living in the Heights or in Uptown or wherever, and you have difficulty finding a woman, just get a puppy. You go to Memorial Park.
It's a bait.
And that's it.
Yeah, it's a bait.
That's the hack.
That's the oldest. Do you know that when I went steaks for the call, Will?
You know what's better? It's to go to a bar, ply them with drinks. That's a great way.
You're old school. Like, get them drunk.
That's a great way to meet women. Right?
There's that way.
Happy hour.
No, he's not trying to just
forget
meet a woman.
Park.
He's not trying to be like, what? I settle down every night and I wake up, I'm a free man. I love you, Ma. What? He's not trying to be Tommy from Goodfellas.
That's
he's
the best
trying to
way,
find a. Will's trying to find. Well, Will's got a wife. But thanks for the call, Will. We appreciate it. But you can also, like, the puppy could be. To lure in your future, you know, relationship and
yeah.
wife. And the dog's fine. You don't have to – dogs, that's puppies. Once dogs are grown, you don't
you
have
got,
to go home
oh, really?
And
you can't
them?
Go
yeah.
away for a golf weekend because you got a dog.
You just have somebody come dog sit.
Oh, yeah, so you got to have somebody
we
watch
do that.
Your dog.
Yeah, it's better yeah. than kids.
No, well, it's –
It's 100 million times better than kids if you're looking at, dog. Like, doing stuff.
If
you have kids – You can't just
be
let them
free.
Sit by themselves at home.
Don't be dumb when you're in your 20s.
Well, look,
having
I'm
a
not
dog.
Telling you.
When you got kids and a wife, then you get a dog.
I'm not telling you have to. You can have a dog and still do lots of great things. You can't have kids and do lots of great things. When you have kids, your life is over. Okay? And if you have more than one kid, your life is 100% over.
What about five?
Just might as well just. You're basically just waiting to die.
That's your whole life.
Okay?
Waiting, working and waiting to die.
Well, I mean.
Okay.
You know, I still just got to keep grinding out two jobs so I can try to pay for college for all these kids. I mean,
well, no,
and
worry.
They're going to take
all
on debt for some of them.
Don't worry.
Yeah, trust me, all of them shouldn't.
Not all of
hey,
them.
I'm starting to really buy into this thing where, you know, you look at the people
trade
who.
School.
It's not stupid. The money that's made, you start your own business. Like, what do you do? Well, I was able to go to my undergrad and then postgrad. Then I was able to get a JD of this, and I was able to get an MD of this.
I started at $47,000 out of college.
What do you do? I make $85,000 a year. That's great. What do you? What do you owe? $246,000 a year, compound interest. Well, when do you think you're going to pay this off? Probably when I'm dead. They'll have to come get my house.
Well, no, this government is going to give you. You don't have to pay student loans back anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that ain't been passed, brother. Well, they're not even trying to pass it.
Guess what? AOC has her way. Guess what?
How's she going to get her way?
I have no. How are they? What do you
Nothing
mean?
Nothing gets done. What are you talking about? Nothing gets done in society. There's no such thing as getting things done in politics.
Well, guess what?
You can talk about debt cancellation.
The Democrats
all you want.
On the White House, the Congress.
Really? Yeah. Really? Do you see what debt just got canceled?
Well, guess what?
None.
It could.
Zero. These yeah, that's people. A lot of talking a badge. There's not debt getting canceled.
I paid back my student loans. You know
I know.
What?
My friend Paul in Chicago, still paying. Still paying. He graduated with my wife from University of Texas, and now he also went to medical school.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
That's
but, I mean, still, he's been a grown-ass man working in a medical profession.
Guess what? He makes a lot of money in
the
medical profession.
Working in a medical profession for 24 years. And I think 24 years, and he's still paying student debt, student loans, like because
that med school stuff costs.
Well, and also compound interest. Yeah. Absolutely, it's a racket. Yeah. I mean, that's a huge ass racket. How much money are you going to actually make?
But guess what? You got the money to pay back your student loan. So,
in time, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be done by the time he's 60.
Hey, good for him. God bless. He's in the medical industry. I'm worried. You know what I'm worried about? A bunch of doctors. How much
Guess
money
what?
They're making.
Guess what? The medical industry, just because you're a doctor doesn't mean you're not quiet quitting on that, probably.
Oh, well,
if you don't like your job.
If you want to quiet quit.
If you don't
you
like your job.
Stop complaining.
Most people don't like their job.
Yeah, but guess what? If you're quiet quitting, stop complaining about having to pay
you
stuff.
You don't complain. You just.
Bob
will
work.
But you could have done that without all your. That's what I think. Well, I could have done all this without having student debt. I could have been living my best life. You should have been a plumber, an electrician, or a plumber. Have your own electrician. Be your own electrician. Have your own company.
That's it.
$250,000 a year. No student debt.
Yeah.
Bing. I got my own company. Bing, bang, boom.
Billy, plumber. Guess what?
Aqueduct. Swear to God, let me talk aqueduct right now. Please let this be an aqueduct spot.
Is this it? No, it's HR&P. What you find at HR&P is that people work and listen.
Maybe HRP can find the quiet quitters.
HRP, we'll find you if you're a quiet quitter, okay? If you're just doing the bare minimum, okay? That's not the greatest employee. We don't recommend this, and HRP is not recommending it either. And sometimes they have to swoop in and say, you're just not working all that hard, okay? That let HRP do that as opposed to you, because if you do that, you could have a problem with your employees. Here's the deal: is HRP takes care of all that. HRP will take care of your payroll. HRP will take care of your HR issues, and there are plenty out there in this workplace. So they know what to do. They know how to handle it. You don't. And if you handled it wrong, then guess what? You could lose your business. Honestly, you could lose your business or get fined or lose whatever wages that you had to pay that person. So you're looking for the best way to go about it. You don't do your payroll. Don't do it. Because it's more economical for you, for HR&P to do it than you to do it. Putting all those people to work and the inaccuracies and the tax and everything about it. Let HR&P do it for you. And if you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, go with ours. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.